take the time to get nice and comfortable. Sitting in a cross-legged position with the back nice and straight. The tips of the fingers and the thumbs together in chin mudra. The chest rising slightly forward and upwards as you inhale, with the shoulder blades ever so slightly together and downwards. And we'll start with three rounds of Kapalabhati. So inhaling deeply. Exhale completely. Then preparing to begin, inhale. And begin. Exhale completely, inhaling deeply, then exhaling, emptying the lungs completely, contract the abdomen completely, and inhaling the lungs three quarters full, and hold the breath. Only ever hold the breath for as long as is comfortable, never force or strain or struggle to hold the breath. The lungs are quite delicate organs, so we don't want to damage them. And if you haven't done so already, exhale completely. Inhale. And exhale. And sit quietly for a little moment. And observe any changes there might be in the body. Any changes there might be to the breath. And most importantly of all, any changes there might be in the mind. Now we'll do a second round, just a little bit longer. Inhaling deeply. Exhale completely. And then preparing to begin, inhale. And begin. Exhale completely. Inhale deeply. And slowly exhale, emptying the lungs completely. Then once again, inhaling lungs 3/4 full and hold the breath. So we only hold the lungs 3/4 full to allow for the natural expansion that happens in the lungs as the oxygen converts to carbon dioxide. So often it's this expansion that puts pressure on the lungs and makes us feel as if we need to breathe. And as you hold the breath, you can focus on the heartbeat. Feel the heartbeat in the center of the chest. And if you find that useful, you can even count the heartbeat. It helps to focus the mind a little more when you're practicing on your own. It gives you an idea of how long you're holding the breath. But again, length is not the aim. We should only hold for as long as is comfortable. Always listen to the body. Some days it'll be easy to hold for a long time. Some days it won't. And if you haven't done so already, exhale completely. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And again, see what changes there might be. The breath might be a little bit more shallow now. The mind perhaps a little bit quieter, a little bit calmer. We can see each progressive round of Kapalabhati as taking a step down deeper inside ourselves, into our inner stillness, inner silence. So we'll do a third and final round now. So inhaling deeply. Exhale completely. And preparing to begin, inhale. And begin. Exhale completely. Inhale. And exhale completely. Inhale lungs 3/4 full. And hold the breath. and again, listen to the body. You don't need to wait for me to say exhale. You can exhale when your body is telling you to. Coming up to a minute now. If you're comfortable holding longer, hold longer. If you're not, don't. Again, be careful of the lungs. One minute 20. And exhale completely if you haven't done so already. So if you held for the full length, that was 1.5 minutes. But we have to be careful we don't get involved in playing games with ourselves. Holding longer is better, we gain extra points. It doesn't work like that. Take a few long, slow inhalations and exhalations. Be very attentive to any changes that might be now. Anywhere in the body, maybe in the head, the face, maybe in the lower arms or the hands and fingers, or maybe even just discomfort from the sitting position. Anything at all, any sensations you can observe in the body at the moment. And at the same time, see how is the breath. So very often after 3 rounds of Kapalabhati, the breath becomes quite shallow, quite subtle. Sometimes it might even feel as if we hardly need to breathe at all. And along with those physical sensations and changes in the breath, see what changes there are in the mind, in the mental outlook. Ultimately, all our yoga practice is about the mind, whether it's asana, pranayama, meditation, or any other practices. And while we can appreciate and benefit from any state of inner calm we might achieve after 3 rounds of Kapalabhati, we must also be aware of the impermanence of that. It's not a steady state. The mind is constantly fluctuating. Now we'll move on to the alternate nostril breathing now, and we'll inhale on the count of 4, hold the breath for the count of 16, and exhale on the count of 8. So bring the first 2 fingers of the right hand to the palm of the hand, and then using the thumb to close the right nostril, exhale completely to the left, and then inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Close both nostrils, hold the breath. Exhale to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold the breath. Exhale to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. As you hold the breath, have the focus on the point between the eyebrows, or just slightly above the point corresponding to the Ajna chakra, third eye. Exhale to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Focusing again on that point between the eyebrows. Exhale to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. So even as you're breathing, feel as if you're breathing up the nostrils towards that point between the eyebrows. If you're drawing two sides of a triangle and the tip of the triangle is between the eyebrows, exhale to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Just two more rounds. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Last round. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Final retention. And exhale to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And lower the hands to the knee. Take a deep inhalation and exhalation. And then let the breath return to its natural rhythm, however quick or slow that might be at the moment. And keep the awareness in the nose, in the nostrils, feeling the touch of the air on the inner walls of the nostrils. And while you were practicing the alternate nostril breathing, you might have noticed that it was slightly easier to breathe in one nostril than the other. For most people, most of the time we're breathing predominantly either through the left or the right. And the nostril we're breathing through gives us an indication as to which hemisphere of the brain is active at the moment. So if we're breathing in the right nostril, it's the left-hand side of the brain. The more male, the sun side, the rational, analytical side. If we're breathing in the left nostril, it's the right-hand side of the brain, the more feminine, intuitive, artistic, expressive, emotional side. And yoga and the practice of alternate nostril breathing particularly work on balancing the flow of both of these energies, balancing the sun and the moon, the left and the right, the male and the female, the yin and the yang, whatever we want to call these pairs of opposites, balancing the activity in both hemispheres of the brain and the flow of energy in both sides of the body. So we'll sit for a short meditation now. We don't always have the time or the inclination to sit for very long meditation sessions. So today we'll work on a short visualization. So sitting comfortably, again with the back straight. This is very important in meditation that the back is straight and that we're not leaning against the wall or anything like that. Any clothing around the waist should be loosened so that you can breathe freely with the abdomen relaxed. Once you're in the sitting position, it can be helpful to rock slightly backwards and forwards until your spine finds that nice vertical position where you're comfortable there with the minimum amount of strain anywhere on the knees or the hips or the back. And usually it's a good practice before any meditation sitting to start just by taking 3 or 4 nice long slow deep inhalations and exhalations. Using the full capacity of the lungs, breathing in all the way up to the very top of the collarbones. And as you exhale, contracting the abdominal muscles, pushing up the diaphragm, emptying the lungs completely. Breathing with full awareness of the air coming in, the air going out. So picture that you are sitting on your own in a very small room. Something very small, hardly much bigger than a box. And the walls and the floor and the ceiling of this room are all made of mirrors. Now bring the focus, the attention to the mirror just in front of you and see what reflection there is there. Try to visualize the reflection of the whole front of your body, the head, the face even. Then letting go of the image in the mirror in front of you, moving to the mirror on your right-hand side. See yourself reflected in profile. See which parts of the body are visible. What's the shape of the body? How is the spine there? Are you leaning forward or is the back straight? Is the head downwards or is the chin slightly upwards? Then moving to the mirror on the wall behind you and visualize the image that will be reflected there. The whole back of your body, the back of the neck, the back of the head. And see what happens as you shift the awareness to the back of the body in that way. See how sensitive the whole back of the body can become. And then letting go of the image in the mirror behind you, moving to the mirror on your left-hand side, once again seeing yourself reflected in profile. And see which parts of the body are visible. Letting go of the image on your left-hand side. Moving to the floor, see which parts of the body are reflected there, if any. Maybe the edges of the legs, the knees, the hips. Depending on the position of the arms, maybe the elbows slightly. Are any other parts of the body visible? And then letting go of the image in the floor, moving now to the image reflected in the ceiling above you, the mirror above your head. Seeing the top of the head, the top of the shoulders, and any other parts of the body that may be visible at the moment. Some people naturally have very strong powers of visualization. They can see this all quite clearly. For some people, it can be just a blur. Maybe they're not getting much of an image at all. And we just accept that, whatever way it is. Even people with strong powers of visualization some days can't visualize very well either. The mind and its perceptions are constantly changing. Now let go of the mirror image on the ceiling and moving back down into the body, and picture that your small room, your little box, is floating in space, and the mirrors start to fade away, they dissolve. And see yourself sitting there floating in space. See yourself from very far away. And then take a slightly deeper inhalation. Come back into the body, into this time, into this space. Becoming aware of the actual space where you're sitting at the moment. Any walls or doors or openings. Where is your body in the room in relation to these things? And then take a little moment to thank yourself for taking the time today for your practice, looking after yourself, your own personal development, physical, mental, emotional, even spiritual. And then thank the universe in whichever way you feel appropriate, for making all of this possible. All of this. Arjun Tatsang.